Police Chief Mike Brown told the media that drug dealers were mingling among the nearly 2,000 homeless people in the Rio Grande area of the city, which has seen serious incidents of violence in recent months. During Monday's gubernatorial debate, Democratic candidate Mike Weinholz criticized the state's handling of homelessness.
The state needs to lead out on this because our homelessness problem is getting worse every day. And by the way, it's directly related to our economy, and there aren't enough people able to get good paying jobs. And the other issue, I come back to Medicaid expansion again, because so many of the homeless people have mental health issues or addiction issues, and if they were receiving the proper treatment, we could get them off the street.
Republican incumbent Governor Gary Herbert countered that his administration has worked diligently to find a solution to homelessness in Utah.
It's not a matter of just people don't have home and don't have a job. They have substance abuse problems, mental health problems, a lot of issues that need to be addressed. Some of it that are taking place in downtown Salt Lake is a local government problem. We are serious about this. This is a lot about economic development. There's a reason why we have one-third less poverty in the state of Utah than other states. We're the best in the nation. I was just with Speaker Ryan and others in our congressional delegation. They were touting the fact that we are the best in America today.
On Friday, the Salt Lake City Council voted to build four homeless shelters that will contain more than 150 beds each. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.